Another big part of sound programming in ActionScript 3.0 is adding volume control. I find the easiest way to do this is add a custom slider to stage and program it to run inside of my enterframe event so that if a user drags the volume slider, the volume will change accordingly and instantly. And this is also the very reason why I recently made this custom sliders for all-purpose programming in ActionScript 3.0 tutorial. So you'll go to develop.php if you want to grab the file that I'm going to work with here. You click the Flash ActionScript 3.0 tab over here on the left. It'll bring you to this page. And right here in the first section, working with the components, it's the last tutorial in the list. And once that page comes up, you simply download the source files, open it up in Flash, and you'll be able to work right along with what I do. And I'm going to pick up right where we left off in the Sound Programming Video Textbook's last lesson. Now let me show you what's in my library. Anything that was named Symbol 1, Symbol 2, I renamed to actually what they are. That way I won't have any conflicts when I go to import this custom slider I have here. So if you look in your library, you see anything that says Symbol 1 and Symbol 2, just right-click it, rename it. You can name it whatever you want, but just don't have it named Symbol 1 and Symbol 2, or you'll have conflicts when you try to import this custom slider. So I'm going to go grab this custom slider, Control-C, and go right into this sound application I have here. On the stuff layer, I'm going to press Control-V. So you can see my slider came in, no problem. I'm going to put it where I want it for now. I'm going to double click inside. I'm going to select the track. I'm going to make sure I make the track, instead of 320 pixels, I'm going to change that to 120, because that's a more reasonable size for a media volume control. Now I can double click on the stage and go back here into Symbol 3, where you have the ball and the track. Now let's go up into the code, and you got to change where it says right here, movie clip parent mouse.txt, because we don't have that text field here. So let's get rid of that in the code. And everything else is going to remain. You don't have to touch anything else in that code if you don't want to. So now when we press Control Enter, you should see this. A little custom slider that's not even enabled yet. So now you have a custom slider on stage that'll work, but it's not really controlling anything yet. So to make that control the sound, let's go into our audio movie clip, where we have really all the core programming for the application going on. And here you have your on enter frame event. And if you don't happen to have an enter frame event set up for your sound application, you'll want to add one at this point to enable this easy volume control. So I'm going to go right under here where we have our left and right bar equalizer. I'm going to type in a comment to myself. Change volume if they drag the volume slider. Now watch how little code this takes. Four little lines. So any custom slider you want to put on the stage plus four little lines of code will help you to give your users volume adjusting abilities for any sound applications that you have in Flash. So the first thing we do is create a new variable called volume level, and that variable is equal to channel.soundtransform. Then the next variable is called new level, and that's a number type variable, and that's equal to volumeslider.sliderknob.xposition divided by 100. And the reason why you have to divide that by 100 and you can't leave it as volumeslider.sliderknob.x is because Flash sound is based on a scale of 0 to 1, and I don't know why they set it up that way. So basically, if you have a number of 0.1, that means you're at 10% volume. If you're at a number of 0.5, that means you're at 50% volume. If you're at 1, that means you're at 100% volume. That's why we have to divide this slider's X position by 100. That way we can achieve that 0 to 1 scale. But this slider is going to give you output when it's dragged of 0 to 100. And most custom sliders you create will. So that's why we divide it by 100. So then we just claim the volume levels variable's volume property and give that a value of the new level. The last line is channel.soundtransform is equal to volume level. That's really the line that changes the volume. All of these are getting the new volume level ready. So now let's see what that does for us. Let's press play. Now when we press play, remember your volume slider is set to 0, so you're not going to hear anything. You'll have to move your volume up. That's perfect volume control. 0 to 100%. Now, you can go into your custom slider and just simply move this to be wherever you want. If you want your volume to start default 50%, just put this at 50, and then push play. So you'll start at 50%. You want to start at 100, you just put this little ball at 100. And then press play, it starts at 100. So anywhere you want your default volume to be, that's where you go ahead into your custom slider and you move your knob to be that position. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. And you can design this to look any way you want. Of course, you would want to go in and change the design a little bit. And it would help you out a whole lot if you follow the custom slider creation, the whole tutorial for this custom slider, because I give a lot of insight into how this slider can be set up and changed. So that, my friends, is how you can control sound volume very easily using custom sliders.